Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. I just want to give you a little update. He's alive. He is alive. I'm going to start out this morning. I'm going to pray. And then we're actually going to start out with a hymn. We're going to start out with prayer, then a hymn, and then I'll read some scripture and give you a few words. Let me pray. Gracious God, we praise you for the light of new life made possible through Jesus. We praise you for the light of new life that shone on the first witnesses of resurrection. We praise you for the light, a new life that continues to shine in our hearts today. We pray that our Easter light of life, hope and joy, will live in each of us, and that we will be bearers of that light into the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we're going to sing an old familiar hymn. I have a couple people with me that's going to help me. Because this is a little bit of a stretch for me, but we're going to sing He Lives.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever folks may say. I've seen His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, He lives, salvation to implore. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He
Amen. It's good to
turn yourself back on.
It's good to be here this morning. Let me see if I can turn this on. It's good to be here this morning. And I'm going to start by reading scripture. I'm going to read from John. I'm going to read from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in and saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the foot. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them what he had said. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, again, we just come to you with thanks, Lord. Thank you for a risen Savior, Lord. Just thank you for a beautiful morning to worship you. Lord, I just pray that that you speak through me, if not speak in spite of me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It's getting bright out here.
Yes, it is.
It is getting bright. It's a beautiful morning to be here. The weather is good. And I want to talk to you about an empty tomb. An empty tomb and a full heart. There's a few points I want to make, and one is recognition, the other is love, and then relationship, and finally testimony. You see, Friday evening we discussed the events of Jesus' crucifixion and his last seven statements from the cross. Today we're going to focus on an empty tomb and a resurrected Lord. You see, we're going to resume the story on the third day. We find Mary Magdalene going to the tomb very early while it was still dark. And then the scripture tells us that Mary finds the stone removed and the tomb's empty. So she recognized, hey, the stone's gone and there's no body in there. So Peter and John, and she goes to get Peter and John, they run to the tomb. They saw the linens, but they didn't see Jesus' body. The two disciples went back. Mary stayed around and she was weeping. She was grieving because she loved Jesus very much. She loved Jesus very much, so she was mourning. Then all of a sudden she saw two angels. And she told them they'd taken away my Lord. And then she saw Jesus, but at first didn't recognize him. And Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She still didn't recognize him. She thought it was the gardener. And then, all of a sudden, he called her by name. He said, "Mary." And she had a relationship with him, so she knew his voice. When she said Mary, she knew exactly who it was. And she said, or Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and tell the others." So she did. Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them what he had said to her. So Mary gave her testimony to the disciples. So right there we said that Mary recognized Jesus, recognized the empty tomb. She loved Jesus. She was mourning Jesus. She had a personal relationship with Jesus, so she recognized his voice. And then she had to go tell somebody.
Amen.
So let me review really quick. Again, she recognized the stone was gone. She stayed there to mourn. She heard Jesus call her name. And then she went and gave her testimony. You see, I want to reflect on that just for a second. I want you to think about it just for a second. Because we need to relate this to our lives. We're not a lot different than Mary Magdalene was that morning. We look. We don't see the body of our Savior because we know He is risen.
Amen.
He is not here. He is risen.
Indeed.
He calls us by name. Because first we have to recognize the tomb is empty because He lives. And then we must know this perfect love that can only come through Jesus. And we must have a personal relationship with Jesus so that when He calls our names, we'll know who it is. And then we should get so excited when we realize that He's still alive, He's not here, that we've got to go tell somebody else. That's the testimony part. We're called to do the same thing that Mary did that first morning. We're still called to do it not just on Easter Sunday morning like it is today, but every day. You see, I'm here to tell you that this morning, the tomb is empty. Because He lives. He loves me. He loves you more than we can even imagine. He wants to have that personal relationship with you. And He wants you to go and share the good news with everyone. Just want to close with a couple of statements. If you're watching this morning and you need to start that personal relationship with Jesus, today's the perfect day to make that decision. You can give me a call, you can text me, you can send me a personal message. You see, I'd love to talk to you, I'd love to pray with you. It don't matter what time, just give me a call. I would love to pray with you. But if you're here today and you're watching and you have that personal relationship with Christ, I hope and pray that you receive encouragement and will go and share the good news. You see, the good news of a risen Savior. You see, I know this is the perfect day also to share that testimony. Let me pray. Dear Lord, again, just thank you so much for your resurrection, Lord. Thank you for your love. Lord, thank you for that personal relationship that you offer to each of us. Lord, I just pray that everyone here listening can have that relationship with you, Lord. I just, again, just thank you for that opportunity. And I pray that those of us who have that relationship, Lord, that we'll go tell everybody we come in contact with how wonderful you are, how the tomb is empty. You're not there because you're alive. You're alive and you are ready. You are more than ready to accept new believers today. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to sing another hymn, and then I'll give us a benediction, and we're going to be back on again from Strawberry Plains at 10 o'clock. Again, we're at Chestnut Hill looking, and it's a little bit cloudy. You can't hardly see the sun, but it's getting bright. It's a beautiful morning, but we're going to sing a hymn, and it's going to be 322 if you have a hymn book at home. But, anyway, it is Up From the Grave Here Rose.
He arose a victor.
Father, go with us now. Help us be that light into this dark world, Lord. Help us, again, just share the good news with everybody we see. In Jesus' name, amen.